So we're at
John, hold on one sec. I feel like we need to talk about some things before Ole comes in. Okay, would that be all right? I know you got an agenda, and there's just some things I need to say that I'd rather not have them here. Okay, and it's still some old business. Okay.
Okay. So we'll go ahead to that.
Okay. And I appreciate that you guys let me kind of jump out of order in that, but you know, mine and Shauna's investment here was to have a place of tranquility, and I can't believe the contention that we have had here for the last few years. It's not just this board, but the board before. And I'm just going to put out some feelings, and I want to talk about some truth here for a little bit, okay? And you guys do with it what you want or whatever, and I didn't want a crowd, so whatever, but we're here, and I'm going to say some things. I came on the board in September, and out of 5 meetings, I missed one meeting. And out of the 4, there's been a personal attack on Ole, okay? And I don't understand what the problem is there, but it seems like we spend more time on the worst of things than the good things. Sean and I came out here last week, and we spent some time and we visited with some people and that. Everybody likes Ole, okay? The way that the ranch is being set, we're taking a look, and we came down here, and yeah, there were some goats and stuff like that and that. I don't know what's expected from a man that was led to believe he was going to have a home here, and we shipped his work crew off because we didn't provide a home. And then he had to do a lot of things in the winter for one person. Had he had some of his kids here, I'm sure that that would have been helpful to him in that. But because of that, I don't think things were really all that bad. I want to do what the board wants to do, but I also want to do what the members want to do. And I talked to a lot of the members in that. I don't even know if Ole's interested in this. But my feeling is the board, and then we inherited that situation in that, there was a lot of promises. And that's honor, okay? And I think we need to honor that. And if Ole wants to fly, I mean, that's up to him and that. But there's some things that this, not this board, but the board before, but we come in as an extension, we need to honor those things. The deal on the goats, I have some feelings about that. I don't know all the things about the goats, but I think, to me, that was a joint venture, okay? The goats were going to help us out, as well as Ole was going to try to, being enterprise-minded or whatever, was trying to make some money in that, on the deal too, to maybe help him in the future with his family in that. But I think that here he's taking the loss in that, and I don't think that's fair for us to let him take that, you know, on the chin like that when it was helping us out as well as here on Deer Springs. I don't know. I had a few things that I wrote down that I want to just kind of speak my mind here and get some things off. One of the things, I don't know what the animosity is, Taylor, okay?
I'm going to put it right out.
Well, you know what?
I have none against Ole personally.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. When I was in your home over there, okay, I couldn't believe all the things that you had set up and accused this guy. And then when we went through every one of them, okay, they weren't
okay,
there, were they?
I can bring up one right now.
Okay.
He was instructed when he came here that he'd have 20, I think, at the maximum, I can't remember, it was 22 head of horses or something like that. He came up here with 60 head of horses, and then he lied about it. Dustin caught him in the lie. I didn't.
I personally have nothing against Ole.
I have a problem with its direction. The ranch is going. Well, I have nothing personally against Ole.
Here's one thing, okay? As a business person, okay, I think we have a lot invested.
We have a lot invested.
But not only that, I think the one that we should have gone to was actually Brent. I haven't even talked to Brent about this, okay? But Brent's the on-hands guy, okay? And I think we should have solicited his feelings. I did go to talk to Larry when you guys said that there was all these goat things and everything up. And he said, Don, it wasn't that bad of a deal. I've seen some things really inflated, okay, about Ole that wasn't right. And I'm wondering if this is one of these things, too, that there's things that's inflated. But if everybody stays workable, you can work anything out. But if somebody sits back here and says, you're going to do it like this, 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 and that. And I think as a board that maybe we've kind of let him down a little bit responsibility in that.
No, I'm not going to get into a bitch session here, okay? We need to stop this, okay? We need to be... as a board, working together. And I understand your feelings, and I can appreciate your feelings, but I don't want to, you know, break down our meeting into this, okay? Because there's a lot of things we need to accomplish right now, and yes, there have been promises made, and yes, the board and have not fulfilled their obligations that they set out to do, and it was obvious that we're not going to be able to get to that point of in the near future to build a suitable habitation for he and his family. And the other night when we conferenced and we came up with those lists of actions, those are things that are very valid that need to be done. You know, and those were some serious concerns that we had, and that we, in which Taylor and Scott presented to Ole the things that we had discussed in that conference call, the second conference call, because the first conference call, you were there, and our decision was one thing. After getting your communication, talking to you on the phone, and your email, you know, we came back and we conferenced again. Unfortunately, you weren't on that, and so we came up with a list of things that we felt needed immediate attention.
These were things that have been in discussion, and I
numerous times
for about six, 8 months.
Yeah.
For months. And in fact, I went and rebroadcast some of those things, showing the dates on when I brought this up.
Too late.
The board.
The bottom line is we presented it to Ole, and at that time, he decided that it's better that he resign.
Ole made the comment. He says, there's no way that I can manage the ranch and I can manage these goats. He specifically said, if I had to do it again, I would never, ever go into the goat business again.
Are we part of that, though, Taylor?
No.
If you look at the original,
this is what he came up with and he wanted to do. Yes, we benefited from it to some degree. However, there was no management.
And Ole missed. He said it's a bigger operation than I had any intention that it would be.
And we tried to talk to him about it and say, look, you need to manage these things. You need to put them in certain areas. You need to not just let them go running around. And you don't make any kind of deal or bring in animals or anything unless you consider what are your priorities. And what is his priorities? Priorities first is maintenance of the ranch, taking care of the ranch. And if those things are being taken away, then there's a problem. And that's what we've seen over months.
Well, but let me ask you something.
And I would say the problem, 75-25 on us. The board should have managed that. And I have brought it up over and over and over again and sent emails and talked about it over and over and over again. Even before you've been on the board,
right.
I mean, we've been dealing with this for longer than you have, and this has been a problem. But the problem is, I kind of felt like I was lone voice in the wilderness. We've talked about it too, but there's a new board here. And so you might not have seen some of the activity that's gone on since then, but there were some major issues that needed to be resolved, and I really blame the board.
Yes, I came on, and I have been very vocal. I'll admit, I've been very vocal. I didn't want to be on this board
again. But the board is not managed fully.
Let me interject something at this point. In the last teleconference, the most important, the critical issues were brought up. I really wish you could have been there. The expectations that the board had was that he would comply with the contract.
Yes.
There was no other consideration. Personally, I can't find a person that doesn't like Ole. I can't find a person that doesn't like Brent, but the consideration would we had to consider Section M of the contract, oversee and protect the ranch, first and foremost. The second one was manage the erosion. That's in the contract, 4.3D. I'm a new member of the board. Came in at the same time he did. Full-time ranch manager was never accomplished. That's in Section 5. And the last was the horse ride insurance, Section number 12. Now, of those, any one of them individually would have been grounds for talking to Ole. And what I understand for the time that I've been on the board, every one of them have been addressed. Not a one of them have been met. And it was never that I could tell anything personal. If these things aren't being met, we don't have a ranch, and we don't have an association, and we don't have a contract. It was that clear. That's it.
What's the insurance part?
Well, he managed the horseback rides, and he has an expectation to maintain his own insurance for the horseback rides. And we've got a lawsuit against us for an injury that occurred out here relative to horseback, but in investigation it was found that there was not horseback insurance provided that was part of the contract. So it's something that the ranch doesn't own, the ranch doesn't manage. The ranch manager had the option of providing the horseback rides and providing his own insurance.
That happened recently in the last year?
Yeah.
We got an outstanding lawsuit, right?
So where, this
okay, you know, John, okay, let me just say, you know, I want to be in harmony, okay, with everybody that's out here to do the thing, okay? And I want to move forward in a positive way. But I know that there were things that were said that was totally 180 degrees the opposite way when we got down to it, okay? I didn't come on when Dustin and them came on, okay? And I don't know what's in the background and what led up to all this stuff, okay? But I want to get more involved, okay? And I want to learn a little bit more and I want to understand it, okay? But I know things that I have seen with my own eyes that I can talk about, okay?
Right.
And I hope that this isn't one of those deals where it's been inflated a little bit and then we're, you know, going off of this and emotion and everything else, okay?
Well, you've seen it before, okay? Believe me, I was the one that generated the meeting after we had the meeting and said, look, we need to be fair. Any problems that we've had, a lot of these problems have been our fault.
Okay, yes.
I put it this way. You can't expect an employee and not manage him and not give him expectations and stuff the whole time and then turn around and do the hammer on him at the end. You can't do that. So that's fine. We can go and say, you know, let's end the issues of what had gone to head at this point and let's just say, let's talk about the things that we need to make everybody happy to make sure that the priorities are straight with the ranch and that everybody agrees that these are things that need to be done and present them, and that's what we did.
But you know what?
So no matter what happened or what people talked about, the reality is we presented a list of actions that needed to be done.
Okay. And I understand that, but you know, nobody likes to have the hammer put down on them, okay, and then they react, you know, at the spur of the moment. That I think we have the ingredients here to make something good if everybody stays workable. Okay, is it beyond that?
It's beyond
that. It's beyond that.
It's beyond that because we've already presented those things, and you didn't want
these things can't be said.
Let's take a second here. Well, this is great.
When they presented the list out here, it wasn't very emotional.
No,
Taylor was here. It's ridiculous. The things on there that I wouldn't do. I mean, limiting the large animals on the ranch. Larger than a chicken? What? I mean, it's a ranch. When I was brought here, I was told we want animals. We want a family situation and animals. So when the memberships come, they can play with the animals and want them in the cabin.
Animals.
Anyway, I just told Taylor in a very nice way. You didn't feel like I was aggressive when I talked to him. I said, this is a different thing you're presenting to me than the board that hired me presented. Not one of you were a member of the original hiring board.
Nope.
And they all had these things they wanted to do, which I signed a contract to. The thing you gave me says, we want to redo the contract, redo the horse thing, redo the animal thing, redo the goat thing. You basically want to redo everything, but it's after the fact that you drug me down here and made me commit my life to something and soak my way in. And then I said, now, make sure this is in place. So if the board changes, my life doesn't. They says, we will. And we put in agreements, leases, contracts. Then the board comes out with a new board and a whole new deal. And it's Planet of the Apes. It's not something I want. So I said, I'm not angry. I said, it's not. It's everybody's fault. And it's nobody's fault.
Okay, this is not something new. Right?
You know,
I mean, I
you were in the meeting.
I've been
and you were in the meeting, although you were not on the board in Mesquite when I first hired on. where my wife walked to the door and said, will you build a house to house my children? And you said, we will. She said, when? You said, by September. She said, if you're 1 minute late, I'll be 2 minutes gone. And you said, that's fine. And September came, guess who left me? That was my email lady, my computer lady, my everything lady, not to mention my wife. And so it limited that. Then all of my chore doers, all the little kids who feed everything, they left with them. My goat herders left with them. I am now a lone man with a herd of goats, which the board made an agreement to run on this ranch. Then they take away all my ability to serve that contract, and then want to limit or make the contract expanded to where I hire a herder at $800 a month to herd them. Because you, I mean, I don't know if you thought through it or not, but you changed the entire contract, demanded more things, and then left it in my lap. Like, if you don't like it, you know, we got other plans. So I said, I don't really have anything to say other than the writing is quite clear on the wall or on the paper. You have changed everything you agreed to do with me. You did not build the house. You took the repairs for my truck, which you agreed to repair if I drove my truck when the ranch didn't have a truck, out of my horse fund. So when I went to turn to get feed money to pay for the horse's feed, which you agreed to do, there was no money there. So I fed all my own horses at my cost. You didn't build a house. I'm saying, what of my agreement did you do? And then now, instead of saying, we're sorry, let's make that right, you come out with a new list of wants. I would never turn to an employee that I had not paid and ask him to do more work. I mean, that's just not right. And so I said, I know it's not any particular person's problem, but every board is responsible to honor the decisions of the board that precedes them, just like a president or anyone else. You made a commitment you didn't fulfill, and then now you want different things. Is it difficult for anybody to understand why that's not okay with me?
I got to ask, Goldie, do you really feel if they'd have built a ranch house that the problems that we've discussed would have been solved?
My kids would be in school. They'd be going to school. My wife would be over there in a house, and we would be living. The whole reason we came out here was to get away from society and have some time with our kids. We have little kids.
Okay, I understand that.
We built a ranch house, so we came.
The consideration is the condition of the ranch, the responsibility of the ranch manager to the cabins and to the property itself are the only things that were brought up. It was never anything personal. Every one of us. Yeah, well, I
only mentioned the cabins one time.
I heard it. Well, any one of those things, though, contractually, would have been the responsibility of the ranch manager. And do you believe that your entire family would have moved out if we built a four-bedroom place?
They were already
or three-bedroom.
They lived in this cabin all last winter and in that hole all last summer. They were
year-round.
Year-round. They were here.
I'm talking about if they had built the ranch house.
They were already here.
We
and this is where I was saying.
I did everything I said I would do. I brought the family. I stocked geese, chickens, ducks. There isn't an animal you can find on a farm in America that I didn't bring here.
Well, since I've been on the board, the things that were being introduced, Ole, the things that were being introduced was the deterioration of the condition of the ranch. Never a personality thing. I can assure you that.
Deterioration of the ranch.
Erosion, first and foremost.
Can I interject something?
Erosion, first and foremost. Just a moment, please. Erosion.
I'm responsible for the...
No, diverting the water so that it'll stop what erosion can be stopped. The thing of it is, it has been done in the past, and it can be done again.
When did I bring up, in how many board meetings, how many times have I said, when they said, what's the priorities on the ranch? I said, water control. And they all, Taylor, at the last board meeting, says, not important. He says,
I most certainly did not. All we had done is close the head gate out here. All we had done over here was took the grader of the Kubota and put the dam back. We wouldn't have as much erosion problem. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't that what I suggested about 6 months ago?
Holy, that's your job. No. I know, but I'm just saying, that's the manager's job. To take care of it.
I asked for money to hire a...
You don't hire money to go out there and put down a head gate or throw some sandbags in it.
If you put that head gate down, you'd have lost your entire ditch.
Well, we've done it before. We've done it before in the winter.
You weren't out here this winter. We had 6 foot stream of water, 2 feet deep. If you shut that gate, it would blow your whole system. You had to let it go by because it was more important to save that one with the head gate than the ones that didn't have head gates.
No, you just divert the water over to the west there, 200 feet, so it goes down the main canal. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to get an argument.
No, I know.
I'm not going to get an argument. I like Ole.
It's not about that, okay? And that's what I'm saying. It's not about his character or anything else, okay?
Hold on one second, okay? Hold on.
John, he has a right to his views.
He does, and I'm not allowed.
I'm
allowed.
And everybody knows that. The tractor.
The bottom line is like...
You put it down if you want it.
The board did make promises for a ranch house. We have tried to come up with different solutions.
Every month.
And it seems like, and we're not getting there.
We haven't scratched the dirt.
Right. So
I took bids for basements. I took bids for building. We had 40 million ideas for a house.
How many times have I pounded the table and said, when are we going to get a ranch house?
Nothing has happened.
And I don't think it's going to happen in the near future, honestly. So what are we going to get to do to get this done? So, yes, the board has made the promise.
But the issue that brought us here, Dave Steele says, the deterioration of the ranch. They would like to blame me for a 10-year drought.
No, as though
I caused the drought.
Then the water
washes the ranch away when for 6 months I have said... Dale Clarkson, before he left on his mission, he says, what do you see as the priority of the ranch? And I says, you can't catch a drop of your water. Not for your livestock, and it flows down through and tears everything up. Put some money. Last fall, just before the season ended, Alan Steed was bidding, putting these things in. We went to another board meeting, they did Zippo about it, and I said, you wait till the water, well, the snow melts. It's going to gut this place, and it just about took our power station. It tore everything up. I had no Kubota to fix. I couldn't have been ahead of it. I was out there with a shovel. Larry Carson will tell you, I about killed myself. I broke four shovels digging that clay crap to try and stop the water.
And then I really tells you, right?
Push it through. You know, I'm supposed to do it with a shovel. The Kubota's over there for all year long. And then they say the deterioration of the ranch. This ranch was a ghost town when I got here. It didn't have a fence that would keep cows out of the kitchen. I spent 6 months fixing the fences on this ranch so the cows wouldn't come in here. Deterioration of the ranch is just insane. This place has now stalls that will hold horses, a sawmill to cut wood, fences that will hold cows, none of which existed until I brought it up and did it. And I didn't ask the board. They said, we have a bid for $16,000 to fix those pens. I said, I'll do it for nothing. Buy the bolts. And I did. And I'm continuing to go around the whole thing. So when the inside implodes, you'll have beautiful fences out of cedar logs that will last 200 years and will never be beaten, chewed, and deteriorated.
Now,
they never said thanks. They never really said, looks great. They come in the hill, they bag, blew out the garbage, and it's stuck on the fence. What kind of manager doesn't manage the cats that tear up the garbage?
But here's the problem we've had, and we've had this problem. This is not a new problem. This is a problem that and to some degree has spawned out the fact that we don't have a house, so you don't have other people to help you. And the problem is we have all these other responsibilities that you have. You brought on, expecting that you have other help and other people to do those things.
But
since you don't have those, what's all your time being eaten up at?
I get up.
Let me finish, Brent.
Dark to dark.
I know.
4 a.m. Not up at 5 a.m.
Now,
and that's not
I've been there.
Maybe my mood may be affected by that.
You've seen me come out several times during the summer and watch you all day and see what you've done. Don't let anybody say that I don't think you work hard. Okay? But where are you working? And where you're spending your hours, a lot of it is not the ranch. It's your other responsibilities.
Well, I understand. You can just say what you mean, because Taylor said it before. I'm out here making $1 million raising goats.
Did I say that?
Did we say that?
Did I say that?
I heard it.
Ollie.
The guy with the email. Did we become a private ranching institution?
And have I said that?
I was a goat herder before I moved to Deer Springs Ranch. I didn't know I'm a goat.
But, knowing the situation that you're in, knowing what's happening here, and knowing it's you and just you, you've got this big responsibility of all these things.
That's what I told
you. So what's happening is
it has grown into a bit more of a monster than it should be.
And the thing is
lay the blame where it lands. I have never quit working.
I haven't said that. But I have said
back in July
I saw this happening. Back in July, every meeting I was bringing up, sending out emails saying, look, Ole cannot do this by himself.
So they suggested I hire a goat herder out of my own paycheck for $800 a month to alleviate my responsibility.
Somebody needs to be responsible for all those animals.
I don't argue with that one.
It was in your contract on the goats that you'd take care of the management of the goats. So.
But here's my thought.
I am managing the goats.
Why bring in such a massive amount of animals if you couldn't take care of
proper management of the goats for...
I bring them in. We ran off to somebody that is here addressed that other than me.
Well, but, again...
You wanted them to put them in, and I volunteered to buy them with my own expense if you would allow me to run them so that I didn't lose $50,000. I said, don't stick me with a herd of goats, which is exactly what has happened. I said to Candy Bose, I'll get them.
Your goat contract's still in force, in effect.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, I have the lease, and you can read it. You have the lease.
I know.
But the reason I did that is I said, if the board changes, and they're not all tutti-frutti about goats, like the last board, I don't want them to say, well, we changed our mind. Now I'm stuck with 500 goats, which I spent $50,000 of my own money to get. And then you say, well, hire a herder at $800 a month and try to make your money back when I have 272 left of them because the cougars ate half of them, the coyotes, I've had four government trappers. I'm trying to manage them and this grant at the same time.
That's the problem. Yeah,
that's the rub.
That's the rub.
So what you say is, right? Well, hey, you're all the problem.
That's the rub.
The thing is, though, we've taken his work crew. He's still down here working, but his work crew is divided, okay? His children can help herd and everything. The thing is, though,
I've had kids on the goats before, and they did a fantastic job. My son's 14. Okay. No problem.
But here's a reality that we're faced with right now. Unless we get a vote of the membership that says we want to spend X, Y, Z amount of dollars, there's no ranch house.
We're going to have the same problem with managers.
And I've been counting every single meeting. Why don't we have a ranch house? Why don't we
pick
have
up trucks? We don't have pickup trucks either. Who wants to manage a place without a house?
I agree.
Pickup trucks.
I've been saying that every single meeting. Why don't we do this? But here's the rub. Here's the rub we've got. Nobody wants to spend any money.
I'll put down $500 right now towards my share.
And I said, I'll pay it too. Yeah, but
I'll put up $1,000.
I agree. Question. But I want to do. I've been saying, why aren't we putting in the vote every single meeting? Why is it not coming out?
Just before you get any further with that, does anybody recall receiving the letters asking about whether you'd be interested in contributing funds?
Yes.
She said you don't get anything. Every member was either contacted or called and spoke to by a member of the board.
Then
it was mailed out to the members. We got a very, very poor response. It looked to me, and I'm kind of tight with the budget myself. I'd like to be on the association for that purpose. They didn't want to spend the money to build a new ranch house. Yet I know we're going to build a new ranch house. If they don't come up with the money, you guys, just the people in this room, aren't going to finance the construction of a new ranch house. It's an awful lot of money.
A year ago, I offered to build the house myself at my own expense. I said, cut 1 acre off on the bottom of this ranch of association land next to Darrell Johnson, so you're not dicing up your border, and I will build right over my own ranch at my own expense 1 acre. They didn't want that option. We bought the mill. I said, I will saw the lumber and build this house at my own expense and my own time, or the time of the ranch in my time, build the addition for free. They didn't want to do that. I said, I will go over and buy this Massengill lot, and I'll live over there. This is the closest lot to the ranch, and the ranch, or they can buy the lot, I'll live there. When they're done, they can have the lot back. I gave them more easy options that would cost them nothing. And they didn't want to do it. Then I thought, well, they must have a better idea.
It's a board. What were their reasons? Their reasons is probably why it didn't get done.
But you know, we don't move anywhere. We don't, you know, this is a waste of my time, okay? We cannot move forward. And you got some of the property owners out there. Didn't you guys elect the board to go ahead and handle everything? I don't think anybody's going to be upset if we go do the home and everybody gets assessed $500 to put it in there, okay? And then you're still within the bylaws of the 30,000. No, you got to do it. Nobody wants to make a decision because they're afraid.
No, I've been the number one proponent of getting that house done. So don't.
Then let's do a home and move forward, okay? And we're going to vote to assess each lot. Well, no,
how many people were willing to participate?
But see, we as a board cannot be indebted more than 30,000.
How many people financially were willing to contribute to the construction of that house from the inventory? From the
we don't have firm numbers.
We had enough for about $4,000 from what it looked like to me, maybe $8,000.
We don't have firm numbers.
Because most of the people didn't respond.
Why would just nobody
say that? I'm having a problem finding out what's going on up here. Many numbers a problem with
to say damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I run up a computer, I don't get newsletters. Last thing I heard was from December's meetings. Mm-hmm. So you know, I don't get
these were phone calls. I spoke to quite a few people. Each of the board members
said to me, "We had a call. We had a
communication
problem. Here are the ideas."
Property owners
said, "No one up like the Harrises." They said, "No one ever called me back to find out to say what they had decided." All the letter said is, "These are the ideas. Which one do you want?"
They were supposed to respond. It was a two-way communication. They were asked to respond. They were asked to respond, and then we turned around and we started to make another because we didn't get much response.
If 200 people were contacted, and if only 8 to 10 people were willing to contribute. Participate by a one-time assessment, or others said members out here even want to loan the money to do it. It still has a financial obligation on the association to come up with funds. We didn't have support.
They didn't want that.
I don't remember that.
We're still.
You know what?
The offer the bill, but not offer the money, and the money is
it's still an obligation to the ranch.
Pay it off at a small portion over years.
But
we have to get permission to do that.
Here's the biggest problem we have. The bylaws say we cannot be in debt for more than $30,000, period. Unless we have a majority vote from the membership. So I've been pushing every single meeting. Let's get the vote out.
Why did we spend $2,000 to draw up the plans to do it and then not do it?
We can
spend $2,000 in all.
I agree. Exactly.
I'll tell you what, if I was a member and I saw you spend $2,000 on plans and then can them, I wouldn't give you the dollar.
Why do you think I should
I agree 100% with that myself.
Come out with this option, then that option, then this cabin, and this option, and trying to figure out the cheapest way we can do it.
I know.
Anybody did
14 months later?
I know.
Here's how we hire presidents. The United States. Just some guy drops the hammer and says, "This is what we're going to do."
Yeah.
Everybody may hate
it.
But I'm not.
That's the president. Okay, this has brought us to where we are today, okay? So where we are today, with this current board makeup, we have to make decisions, and we have to communicate better with our membership. There's a whole list of things. I've spent many hours this past month going over a list of items that we need to address. Okay, and top of them is on this is ranch managers.
Okay,
but if we don't work it out right now, the problem continues.
Right,
okay? that's what I'm hoping right now to have a work meeting to get this worked out today. Okay, and I still think that we have the right to assess $500 a month, and you're not grabbing that $30,000. Okay, every lot member out here, we need a ranch house. But I think if somebody was up front with Ole and made it workable and say, "Hey, here's what we're up against. We're having a hard time getting everybody together. If you can kind of work with us." Okay, I know, but I'm just saying, but in the beginning, have you been told that?
That's not our only option.
Well, no, it's not. But we need to. Okay. The problem, though, John, that I have is this is a waste of time. If we can't make a decision as a board, and we say we're going to do a ranch house, and this is how we're going to do it, this is what it's going to cost, and go forward in it. Why are we here? And you have another guy you're going to bring on. You're going to bring another guy on here, and you're going to have the same damn problems. And you got somebody here that I think is workable.
Promises. We're not making any promises for new ranch houses.
What are you promising them to live in? How they can live in?
Our current ranch house.
So you're looking to hire a couple or
vet feds again or druggies or
no.
What?
No.
And live in a crap building.
That's what I've been saying.
You know what? We've made some mistakes. We're trying to fix it up.
Within the next 30 days, we put out a proposal for X amount of dollars for a ranch house and see if people vote on it. This is what I've been saying for the longest time.
Okay.
We need to get that. We need to put that proposal up there and put it forward. And if people are going to do it, then the answer. Then the question is answered.
We've been down this road, okay?
But nobody's ever put the vote out.
Okay. It's still, even if we were to do anything right now today.
I'm not saying no, this solves our current problem. I'm saying that this is a problem that has to be fixed.
Eventually, and it depends on who we get. Okay?
I don't think so. I think it needs to be done for what? It needs to be done for
what? Exactly. We have applications. We have resumes in. Okay.
So whoever out here is on see the.
Well, we don't. They may or they may not.
No, but then Johnny, get back into the training and everything else again. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Let me finish. Okay. Okay. There is a lot that we have to do, and yes, we need to move forward. Yes, eventually we have to make improvements to the ranch. Okay. There's other things that we need to deal with. That involves funds. Okay, we have a limited budget. We need to grow our budget, not by assessments necessarily. Okay, there's other funding mechanisms that we can use. Okay, we can establish reserve funds, which is something we need to properly budget our budget and establish accounts that we can, you know, put money into improvements for as ranch house, roads, water system, and so forth. These are things that we are, as a board, need to do. But what we need to do is try to get back to the basics of managing this ranch and not go overboard with what we offer, but, you know, provide, getting back to the basics so that we have a firm foundation and a structure that we can work with and communicate with their membership. These are the things that we need to stress and we
need to
start with.
You know what, this is a suggestion, you know, and I thought about this over the week. I think it would be better just to have no board and have one overseer and one ranch manager and one bookkeeper.
We've got to
and maybe somebody can get some.
But we can't do that. We can't just throw out the bylaws.
I know.
You know,
if you want to work that way. The problem is, John, you have a view. He's got a view. Right.
That's why we're working together. That's why we're here together. And we have serious issues that we need to deal with.
Okay, I'm going
to
just throw one thing out to Oli. Oli, let me ask you something. We got a problem with the home issue, okay? And it's something that everybody's been trying to work on and everything. But besides the home, and I know that's a major deal, are you workable on anything else, or have you made up your mind that you're going to leave and there's
well, nothing there? Well, I'm in a position now where I can't really, you know, I feel like the board is, certainly they're not pro-horse. Okay. They, you know, it seems like the horse program is a pain in people's neck. The members all love it, but it's a hard thing. You know, when I was hired, I'm a horse trainer. I have been my whole life. This was a little bit of a kind of a retirement from the horse program and work with the people and not. I used to train horses 24/7, and I love horses. And I like to take the members for rides on horses, and I like to see the backcountry here. And I see that the new movement of the ranch is more, well, I don't really see where they're headed. It seems like they're interested in keeping the cabins good, but, you know, you got scared because somebody fell off their horse when the donkey went hee-haw. I talked to the insurance people the other day, and I mean, they're going to deny that. That's a ridiculous claim. That's not going to go anywhere. But because of that, you want to...
No, that's not the only. That's not the only.
There's issue. Liability.
That's not the only.
Horses issue. Are liability.
Horses
if
are
liability. You don't want liability on the ranch. It's just.
It's not
that's
that.
That's not old. Who I am, and that's. I just come here to gather eggs and say we have a ranch. So it's moving a little bit away from what I was brought here as. They said we want a family, and we'll build you a house. And I have a large family, 8 children. That house is probably good for somebody and 2 children or something. We want a horse program, is what they said. We need a horse program. I said, I'll bring you. I had at that time, I had a chance to sell the other half of my bootstring. They said, we have a lot of members that want to ride, so I kept them all and brought them. I should have come with the half. It would have been fine. But I did, and I brought them all. And then we want animals. That board was a different board than this board. We wanted... and in your September meeting, Earl Wavanger came out and said, get a fire program. I understand what precipitated that. I don't think it was entirely board generated, but he said, if you don't get a root hog or, what was it, Brent? You have to root hog, lemon trim, or a goat herd. And he says, if you don't do that, we're going to come do it and charge you 12-man crew daily until it's done. Well, you can imagine lemon trimming the whole thing. And they said, that's going to cost us millions. We can't afford the fuel or the tractor to brush hog the whole thing, which is a ridiculous topography. Goat herd was a natural thing. Earl of Anger came out, met with Brent and I. He says, if you have that goat herd, he says, I don't even care if they do a good job. He says, having the goat herd takes you off the list. The membership, I don't think, ever realized how much money they save every year that they don't. WUI will come out, do it, and charge you. You don't have a choice. You are a WUI. You're Wilderness Urban Interface, and you can't change that. They will do it and charge you. That's what the monument does. So by having the goat herd every month, we save way more than the cost of the herder would be to herd them, because we're taken off of the list of we'll do it for you. No, Earl came out, saw the goats. He says, I love it. Looks great. He says, hit the water tank first, because that's where we service the fire out. He says, I want that water tank area level. He says, then do your road from here to Meadow Canyon. Have the goats on both sides of the road, up and down, until they do what they've done at the water tank and take it up as high as they can get it. And we come through in lemon trim. We're doing everything that they asked. It took us off the list to save the money. But now the board is changing. And so when you ask me if it's workable, I never was unworkable. I've been very pliable. In fact, when they delivered this list, I says, I don't really see any of that I couldn't do. But it's what I see happening to, you know, I don't want to be somewhere where I'm not loved. I've made such great member friends with the members. I've fallen in love with so many of the members here. I don't know how, out of such a great membership, surface to the board, I wouldn't say the bottom of the barrel in that respect, but the number, the board represents none of the members I know. I mean, they come out and they ride and they stay in the cabin, they come to their property, I know them all, I've gone to their houses, they have me up for dinner. The board members, I've never seen Dave Steeles at this ranch, ever. I don't, you know, Taylor came out one time in July last year, jumped on my case about horses or something and left. I never saw him out there.
I'm not here more than anyway.
And Dustin's probably been the most out here of the now currently sitting board, and he comes out to fish once in a while. The members I deal with come out here all the time. They see me every day. They're the ones that have been calling in saying what's going on, because we have a relationship. So I'm caught between a membership that I love. And when I came here, Brent took me aside after the first board meeting, and he said, after all that you heard, Ole, he says, bottom line is happy membership. He says, if the members are happy, we have the manager we want. So I look in the face of the people who come out, and I think to myself, what do they want? And if their kid wants a horseback ride and they can't afford it, how many, last year I gave half my horse rides away because they wanted to ride, and they were, I thought, well, the board's going to feed my horses this winter, so I'm not going to be out anything. And I just took everybody who wanted to go. Happy membership. Comes wintertime, the board didn't have any money for pay for their own horses, or cows, or for my horses. And I sat here all winter feeding my hay. In fact, I fed your cows for a little while until you got your hay with my hay. And I thought, you know, I got shafted. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I gave my soul to the membership thinking that the board would support it. The board, they don't care about horses. You know, they're, in fact, two meetings ago, they said, we're cutting the horse program. We don't want anything to do with it. You deal with it. If you want to do it, do it. Not. I know what the summer's going to be like.
And there was
these people
that
came and
there was
come
big
and say,
that,
we don't have those anymore.
There were several statements that you've made at the board, to the board, and then you turned around and lied. Literally lied.
I lied.
To me, yes.
Say it out, Dustin.
Absolutely. There's been several times where you said, oh, we're going to bring in this money, XYZ events, XYZ things, and that money is going to go to the ranch. The money has not gone to the ranch.
But there were activities
that were that had gone on and things that had gone
that
on.
That was pre-done.
And there was
no, I said any of the groups
and there was
I
no,
signed before I
don't want to talk over you, Ole. Do you want me to say what I said or not? I mean,
me,
I'm just
okay,
saying.
Yes, I want
okay,
you to say.
Let me say what I say and then you can respond. Okay? There was no accounting of things, but the requirement was that you would account for it.
They weren't your trips. They were signed before I took the job.
But there were accounting of... When you say this money is going to the ranch and there would be an accounting of this money, and
what
then
money?
There was no money.
What money was going to the ranch?
Any of those events, any of those horseback rides,
why
there would even be an accounting.
Right?
Now, that
money... No money came to the ranch.
Why? Because
yes.
you made a promise and then
made a
didn't
promise.
Do it. Yes, you did.
I fed every dime of that to the horses, and I have my taxes. So I spent $15,000.
Where?
Hey,
where
did I make? How much did I make on horses?
Under 3 or 4,000.
I made 3 or 4,000 because, and I didn't mind it because I thought, well, the board's going to feed these horses. I'll give it to the membership. I gave the rides away. Ken went to the big fit and says, "Where's our accounting?" I said, "When you start putting some money in my account to feed them, I'll start
putting some money." And there was money.
I used it to fix my truck. They promised they would repair my truck if I used it because you didn't have a truck. I
took
a car out of that truck. Yeah, they took it out of my horse feed. That's where they got their money to fix my truck.
That I wasn't aware of.
Well, I am.
No, you know what? There was money in those accounts
that
were not used, and then Linda just transferred some money back over.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case.
Recently.
Within the last month or two. Yeah.
We had a board meeting out here by the fire pit where you said, okay, there's these repairs for this truck and trailer. Let's take it out and feed that. Okay, we'll take it.
Have it in a minute. And I thought, well, I guess they're going to put some back in.
This when, it came time to
buy, when it came time to buy the hay for the cows, they wouldn't give me, we were 60 days out here trying to feed our own cows. They're not even my cows. We ended up buying the hay from the guy I raised for from in the summer. It cost us.
Again, that was why.
Okay,
I want you
to back up to where you think I diverted from the truth.
When you said you had several events, and believe me, I went back to the minutes. Only just let me talk, okay? You went and said, I've got this event, and I've got this event, and this money will come into the ranch, and this is money for the ranch, for the horse program. And it didn't happen. And it was not accounted for. And let me finish, okay? And based upon that not happening, and I called you on it, and you said, oh, well,
No, I didn't say, oh, well,
You did.
I've never
because
said, oh, well,
But it didn't happen.
Well, it sounds like to me it did go to the horse program. I went to feed his
horses. I fed the horses.
But see, that's the thing. There was no accounting. And that's why I voted and the rest of the board membership voted that the best way to do it is let's not involve Ole and the money coming in and out with the ranch. We don't want to be responsible for that. Let Ole manage his own program. He has his own deal. He can manage it, and then we're not worried about it.
We don't
care about it, and then it's Ole's responsibility. If Ole wants
the
to
list
more,
just
no, let me finish, Ole.
We're done, sorry.
I'm not done. When I stop talking, I'm done. Okay? I thought it would be better, rather than having an issue with that, so we're not talking about, let's ask Ole to report how many hours he's doing or what money he's bringing. Ole clearly didn't want to do that anyways. So I said, and the rest of the board agreed with me, that it would be better to just have Ole manage his own program. And that would be the way to do it. That way, you don't have to talk to us about what you do with the horseback riding program. You don't have to worry about money coming in or coming out with us. You're responsible for your own horses and your own and they're your own deal. As long as you keep up the insurance on them, I don't care what you do with the horses as long as the priorities of how much time you spend, and we've already talked about that, three days a week, doesn't impinge on your responsibilities for being a manager. That was it. And that was the reason why I said that. And so you are responsible for your own horseback riding program, and we're not.
You set your rates and everything.
That's right. So it's up to you. You can do whatever you want.
That was the new agreement.
And so you're responsible for the horseback riding program, not us, because you don't want to account.
Okay, hold on. Are you done?
That's done.
Every time I start talking, you say the same thing again. I will tell you 3 points. Number one, the groups that I took, which were not accounted for, were scheduled before I ever took the job. And I said to the board, I have these groups coming. I will service them, and I won't tell you sigma about them because they're none of your business. I have to service them because I'd already committed to them.
They were ones that were after. This is
no, no, no. Dustin
is always
true. He's making his point.
Yeah, it's not true.
Sure.
That's not what was said in the meeting.
Let me advise you something. When you say that's not true, and when you throw the word liar around, you're dealing with a man who operates on a different level than appreciates that. If you have a question, I'll answer it. If
Don't call me a liar.
Okay.
In the respect of those trips, they were, and I told Candy and whoever was here, I have commitments. Every year I do the National Fox Trotter Ride Association ride. They're here. I said next year, which will be this Memorial Day, that money can go to the ranch if I'm doing it on ranch time. Because I really don't care. I just service them because I've done it for years.
Okay.
Last year's was already planned and I'd already committed to. I said that money will not come to the ranch because I made that commitment before I came to the ranch. The Silverado Boys Ranch, I had 4 trips for them to do.
That wasn't the trip I'm talking about. The trips I was talking about.
What trip are you talking
about? Well, one was the Fox Trotters, but it was done when I was on the board. So it wasn't done with Candace. It was done when I was on the board.
It was not done with Candace. It was agreed to with Candace. It doesn't happen until Memorial Day. So whatever time you came on the board has nothing to do with when the trip was scheduled.
September before last.
Incidentally, this should consume your problem. It all went to the horse's feed anyway. I didn't make any. I mean, you saw from my taxes. I lost so much money on horses last year, I can't tell you. All because the ranch said, I said, if you set the rate and feed the horses, I don't care if I make money. You set the rate at $15 an hour. Ruby's charges $45. I couldn't begin to make a living at $15 an hour. So I said, that's fine because you're going to feed them. So you set the rate. Then you didn't feed them. And you have the nerve to call me a liar because I didn't account to you for trips I scheduled before you were even on the board?
That is not horrendous.
No,
that's not true because these were trips that were done and voted on when I was on the board.
Done and voted on?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys don't vote on my trips?
You brought this up while I was on the board. You said, can we do this and this and this and this? You did. I mean, I can go back and get the notes. I can go back and get the recordings, and I brought it up.
That's harder. I think it's harder.
I'm not going to sit here and go into this because
everything I agree to do, I have done. Do it on your side of it. See how much of it you have done.
But this
don't comment me because you didn't account for
this. This is why we tell you what.
You can take all the money from last year's horse rides if you'll take the debt with it. How about that? Would that be square? We'll just take my $4,000 that I made and my $15,000 that I spent and give it to the board, and you can vote on it, chew on it, smoke it.
I think we're even.
Yeah.
We've had 60 head of horses all summer long, so we're even.
There's never been 60 head of
horses. My point is,
you counted them wrong, Tanner. There were 47 horses here.
No,
there
wasn't.
You guys have wasted time. I've been here 6 years. I give this ranch more time than I give myself. I think what you did, it's not about Ollie, it's about the process. I think what you did was wrong. I think you didn't honor your obligations. And then you changed the name of the game in the midstream. I seriously think you ought to resign, but it doesn't matter if you do or not. I have lots of things to say. I was going to...
I'll tell you, I'll resign right now if you take this seat right now.
No, I'm not...
Exactly.
I'm going to insult you all, but you know what? I'm not going to. The fact of the matter is this. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You hire somebody else, they're going to come in, they're going to walk out here, they're going to look at this place, they're going to go substandard. You're going to have people come out and look at it and they're going to leave. Okay? And I told you guys, it's not about Holy and getting a house. You need a house. My point to you is this. If you want, this is the one point in which Dustin and I agree. The house is important to me. I think it's important to the manager. I think it should be important to the board. All right? This is the one point where Taylor and I agree. I think we can build a house pretty cheap. I think if we do it the right way, not have a cheap house when we're done, just inexpensive. Okay? We got to work together on it. The thing that's happening here is that I see this animosity, this backbiting, this, you know, what it is, it all comes down to communication. All right? People are saying, Ole said this, or we said this, or we did this, or we didn't do this, or we none of this. You know what? My time is the most important thing I got. I've given you guys my time for 6 years. Given you my time. The most important thing I own. I will give you my money. I've given my money. I have no problem with that.
I don't understand. What I don't understand is if you're going to do something, if you made a promise, they should have never made a promise to these guys. They should have just simply said, well, then we're not going to build a house. We can't do it.
Yep.
Now, and we all know that. We all know that now. Okay? And once again, it's not about only. Because this problem is going to come up time after time after time after time. And we're going to end up with the ministers. We're going to end up with the drug dealers. We're going to end up, I mean, we might get a great family in here. I'm thoroughly convinced we can. Okay? Somebody who's within the system. But you know what? Before it's going to change. And then, they might not like the new family. They might not like what they're doing. They might, I mean, everybody's vision for this ranch is different. And I look at what's going on here, and I think it's been good. Okay? This was a hard winter, folks. This was a hard winter. It was a terribly hard winter. We did the best we could. I came down on more than one occasion, and Ole was working with a shovel. I've sent pictures for you people of when I've been digging on Meadow Canyon Road with a shovel and diverting stuff. So here's what I got to tell you is, you know, I was really upset at you for a while. And then I got thinking about it, and you go, you know what, I can't be upset at a bunch of human beings. Because basically that's what you are. And we all have our faults, and we all have our strengths. And here's where I see this thing. There's no arguing these points anymore. You know, here's what you do. You got to get together. You got to start working. Whether it's Ole here or whether it's somebody else, whatever you do from this point on, let's start communicating. Whatever you do from this point on, let's start writing everything down. Whatever you do from this point on, we don't have to agree. We just have to try to go forward. Okay? It's easier said than done, but my time's important to me. Okay? Now, so you guys decide. I can't waste any more time at this. I can't waste any more time arguing. I can't raise any more time raising my voice because none of that's going to change anything. Not one thing. So here's what I'm going to suggest to you. You guys sit down. You work out whatever you can work out. When you get it all done, tell me what you want to do, and then let's start working on it. I got to go dig a hole. So have a good time.
One thing I want to say, I want you all to know that these five men right here, and six count with Scott, were asked to be on this board. Nobody would volunteer. When they make a decision, then you're all here to complain and gripe about it. Brenda's been begged to be on the board. Vance Green's been begged to be on the board. We've called and talked to numerous members to be on the board, serving these men's position right here. And nobody will do it. But then when these men make a decision, who's the first one to jump on their butts and tell them they're doing it wrong?
I think that's why they don't make decisions.
That's exactly right, Ole. You are so perfectly right.
He's here to talk about it.
So you guys that
everybody else,
you think about that the next time.
Can I say something? That's why
I'm here actually supporting you. So don't even get on me, lady.
When you take the role of a leader, you have to make decisions. You just make them.
Sit here and yell at me.
They're going to hate you. I guarantee you. Abraham Lincoln said you can make some of the people happy all the time, or all the people happy some of the time, but you can't make all the people happy all the time. If you take the leadership role, that's where the gut of it comes. You say, you know what? This is what we think. And we are the board, and love us or hate us, do something. But what I've seen, 14 months and not one scratch of the dirt on the house. There has been no leadership. There's been a lot of talking in committee. How many sign committees have you put up? I know three. Three committees to put up the signs. They're still in that garbage can in the shop.
That's right.
We're going to do it next week. We're going to have a work crew. Girl's going to move in and move. Ken Lamb's going to drive around everywhere. They never move. I'm the only one that ever moved those signs.
How about the one that you put up the ranch in the summer and said, I'm here to work.
That's not leadership. It's not leadership.
That's where we are now. And I have taken, I've been voted in as the president of the board, and I'm taking the leadership. Okay? And I am going to upset some people, and people are not going to be happy with me all the time. You're right.
I'm going to vote right now.
I love you, Dustin.
We've had a run. I learned a lot. I told Taylor when he was out here last time. It's everybody's fault, and it's nobody's fault. So You know, we're about effective at the board. The Dave, I don't know you, but you
will get around. Thanks for all your help. Okay. I appreciate it.
The I will tell you one thing in passing. This is a fantastic ranch. When they ask me what my priorities, I believe that you should work at self-sufficiency out here. You have the ability. I mean, these are changing times, and I'm not a doomsayer. But you need to think about having a functional ranch because the members that own lots here rely on some sort of security. And my feeling is, whenever a member comes to this ranch and they go away and with anxiety, you've robbed them of their lot. The reason they come here is to get away. They come here for peace. They come here for enjoyment, and they find that in the animals or the sunshine or whatever. But when they come to the ranch and then go away with a feeling of there's the politics of the, I see people leaving, I think you just stole the whole reason they come out there. So whatever you do, it needs to be something that doesn't make members feel like they got kicked in the guts when they come to their lot to enjoy it. You know, they come out here, if there's some soap opera going on, they go home, they're not relaxed. You know, they come here to get away from that. So I don't know how you'll reach it, but I hope that you lean to the side of get the, you know, my goal is a happy membership. Meet the members, love the members, take the kids for horseback rides.
You've done a great job.
If something doesn't happen, I err on the side of they got somebody to build their fire for them or to take their kid for a ride or whatever. That's what I think they come here for. Secondarily, I think your managers, when you go to hire your managers, look for somebody who put in a greenhouse and plant a garden and create a system that, if it were expanded, shows people that there is some refuge here. Because if they come to a wasteland and no water, no, they're not.
No.
You know, if I own a lot here, I think, you know, in worst case scenario, there's 2,000 acres where a guy could run some water over a plant and eat. You know, if I lived in Los Angeles, I would just crave my property as it's what they call mental liberty. You can sit in your office, and the worst day in the world can be, as long as you know you own 20 acres somewhere, you get a rise just from owning it. But if when you go there, you think, that dadgum board, and they're never going to build the house and the manage. Anxiety comes up, you rob them of what they bought it for. So I love the members. I fell in love with just about all. I can't tell you members that I don't like. And I'd stay here forever. The members are, I mean, they feed me. They take care of me. They come, they bring me things from where they live. I go to visit them. I've been to the member's house in California. They bring me oranges every time they come up. I have a relationship with all of them. And I'm going to miss them terribly. But like I so told Taylor, if I have to choose between being a second-rate ranch hand and a bad dad, I'm going home to my babies. So I appreciate everything, and I hope the ranch is better than when I came here. It's got more horse pens, a sawmill, and a myriad of fences, but you got what you got, and I hope it goes forward from here. I really do. I wish you the best. I don't bear a single ounce of animosity towards anyone. I know, even Taylor, who and I have butt heads over issues more than anyone, I know he's trying to do what he thinks is best for the ranch. That's all you can ask of anybody. So, farewell. I'm on the tape. All the members, I love you. I'll miss you. I'll be around here somewhere chasing a goat. If you want a horse ride, come see me. I'll find you one.
Thank you.
Let me get back to my agenda items.
No, well, he's looking for that. When we came up, gave Ollie the letter, he just said, you know, I cannot do both. I cannot manage the ranch and manage my goat herd both. I said,
he seems like a very pleasant person.
He says, there's just no way that I can do either way.
You can't do it all.
Okay, we're done. Are we back in order? We're back in order, and I'm going to go ahead and, okay, we covered item number 5, which was the manager's report.